Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It seems to me crazy that a year and a half into this, I can still get on a plane to Boston or California and nobody's going to check me.
Because this is America. And in America, you're never finished as long as you've got a brain in your head.
Meanwhile.
Ricola.
California. And O'Lean, I apologize. The coughing.
May I offer you a cough drop? You can get a sore throat. Take it. Take the cough drop.
I don't need any.
Take it for later.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your warm pocket
candy. You'll thank me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you would like to give us a call today and get on board the chump line. We got a lot planned for the rest of the show. It is election day in the city of Boston and many other cities around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So get out and vote. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, 844-500-4242. And I just want to finish the... So he's got a bit of a cough, the president of the United States. We started out with a little bit of it as we went into the top of the hour news break, but let's continue with it. This is in Long Beach last night or yesterday afternoon. Cut 30.
In Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus, and more.
Cut 31.
It's a state requirement. But now, in the midst of this pandemic...
Cut 32.
Look, folks, we don't need politics in this battle against COVID.
Come on. Cut 33. Cut 34.
To do what's right. And O'Lean, I apologize for coughing.
I apologize for coughing. Cut 35.
Gavin, be a governor who will help us finish the job.
God. Cut 41.
So, California, keep Gavin and send a message this time.
Listen to this. Try to get beyond the cough to listen to what he's about to say. Cut 42.
You either keep Gavin Newsom as your governor, or you'll get Donald Trump.
Has anyone ever confused Larry Elder and Donald Trump? I like both of them, but I've never gotten them mixed up.
Bad news for Elder if Trump's in the race.
By the way, too, if you get Donald Trump out in California, does that mean the price of gasoline goes down the 40% it's increased since January? Does that mean you can buy lumber again at a reasonable price? Does that mean the southern border will be closed? Does that mean that there won't be a national military disaster and humiliation, diplomatic humiliation in Afghanistan? 43.
And Gavin, you have a governor who shares the state's values.
Cut 44.
So please, not a joke, on behalf of the people.
Please, not a joke. Cut 45.
If you're registered, you've got a ballot in the mail. If you haven't opened it, open it, mark no, and put it in the mailbox tonight.
If you're a Democrat, you probably got two or three. You hear Ashley Babbitt, who was slain. shot down in cold blood at the January 6th disturbance at the Capitol. She got three mail-in ballots at her address in, I think, San Diego or Orange County. Cut 46.
Make sure your family and friends are voting tomorrow. California.
That's the number if you'd like to call. Just one before we go to the phone lines. Here's the military, this Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby. He's asked about this terrible accident, if you want to call it that. This righteous drone strike, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a thoroughly modern Millie from the state of Massachusetts, called it, where they killed 10 people, including an aid worker in Afghanistan who wanted to get to the United States, and seven kids who were trying to get the water out of his car. And it was a terrible mistake, obviously, and the Pentagon is still standing by. Cut 17.
The strikes we took on the 27th of August, and I'm not able to confirm the identities of the ISIS individuals that were targeted in those strikes.
Really? I wonder why they're not able to identify give the identities. Maybe because there aren't any identities to be given out? 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, hi. How you going? Biden had a bad cold. I believe he had COVID-19.
Hey, come on, Mr. Garcia. You got to be more kind. He's a senior citizen. By the way, have you made up your decision? Are you going to get the shot or not? You got a federal. You work for a federal contractor.
Not yet, Harry Carr. I want to ask you a question. Biden and chef, congressman, and the Senate, all the post office, do not get the vaccine if you don't want to. Except then what? And that is the problem I'm having.
I haven't checked it out, but I heard that a state judge today in New York said that you do not have to if you're a hospital worker, you do not have to get a vaccination. I hope that's true, Mr. Garcia.
This is getting ridiculous. Now we say the third, and then Dr. Fauci say now we have to vaccine 2 to 5 year old. What the hell going on?
That's the question, isn't it? What the hell going on? I mean, the kids aren't getting sick, Mr. Garcia, so why do they have to get jabbed? Why do they have to wear masks? I think the masks are even worse for the kids than the jabs.
Yeah, because all those kids had dirty, when you had cold, you inject yourself in the cold, and it get worse. It might get more sicker because you know very well 5 year old kids, very dirty kids, yeah. And you're going to be sick and you're going to be disgusting. I'll tell you how we call reliving not good.
I know it isn't good. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. By the way, we're sold out of Al Magaucha, and we appreciate it. And everybody who got the gift certificates, the $50 gift certificates for $25, is really going to enjoy it. How was your Al Magaucha dinner tonight, Taylor?
Excellent. I was hoping that there'd be lamb. There was none, but until next time, Al Magaucha. But everything else was terrific.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to say a couple things about the vaccination. The last time they added something to the mandated child vaccination, there was a 10-year study. 10 years, multiple controlled studies. And there were still fights, and Massachusetts doesn't even require that when other states do. And the second thing I wanted to mention is the CVS has given out the third shot already. You can make an appointment right now for a third shot, which just seems...
They are? Jane, didn't a whole group of scientists come out yesterday and say that they didn't think the third shot was necessary for the vast majority of people? Yeah, we lost Jane, but you know they did actually. I got a text message today on my phone from CVS saying I could come on down for my flu shot.
You see they're combining? They're making a new shot. It's the flu shot and the COVID shot.
I know.
The COVID booster, I think.
Yeah, I guess I think, you know, come to think of it, that's probably what she's talking about. I didn't even look for it. I mean, usually I go down and get a flu shot this time of year when I get that message, but I don't know. I'm kind of jabbed out. You know what I mean?
I want a cocktail. I'll go down to the corner saloon.
Right. I don't need it anymore. I don't want to have to deal with it. All right. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products. And now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. I noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall.
And it's not just noticeable the first time around. It stays on. It keeps the air fresh. You don't even realize it's there and it's working, but it is. That's the best part about it. You don't realize it's working. That means it's working.
Another great part about it is you don't have to replace any of the air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost you up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 on this special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
And I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if the cancer dies, I mean, if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss, that's a draw. That's a, you know what I mean?
844-500-4242. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Gavin Newsom survive the recall?
I fear he will.
69% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Biden is trying to push him over the top. That's why he was in Sacramento and Long Beach yesterday, trying to push him over the top. I guess with a major impetus, additional impetus from the 20 million mail-in ballots that have been sent out. 20 million. I know it's the biggest state in the country, but still, that's an astonishing number of ballots. And so they're no one, as that Larry Elder keeps saying, nobody has come out. All these people that have come out to campaign for him, including the fake Indian, cackling Kamala Harris, dementia Joe Biden, not one person has said, you know what? Gavin Newsom has done one heck of a job as governor of California. The only thing they can do is say that Larry Elder, a black guy who grew up in the inner city, South Central LA, his father was a janitor, had two jobs. He went to public high school. all they could say about him is he's a white supremacist in blackface. And that is an actual headline in the LA Times.
Well, Joe Biden actually touted how diverse California was in his stump speech for Gavin Newsom and then proceeded to campaign against the most diverse candidate on the ticket.
Right. I know. And again, there's a great, I was talking with the VIPs about this. They were asking me about the Wall Street Journal, the great stories in the Wall Street Journal today. One of them is the white privilege of Gavin Newsom. And that sums it up. You know, you talk about white privilege. If white privilege is a thing, says William McGurn, Mr. Newsom is drenched in it. Mr. Newsom's father was a well-connected state judge who once managed one of the trusts for the family of oil magnate J. Paul Getty. As for his son, the LA Times says that a, quote, a coterie of San Francisco's wealthiest families has backed him every step of his rise, unquote. California, this is Joel Kotkin, who used to be a liberal or a radical sort of, but he now is a fellow in urban studies in Orange County. California has become the epicenter of neo-feudalism. The irony is that Elder is attacked of the candidate of the rich and greedy by this new elite, high-tech teachers' unions, the media, and some of the state's wealthiest citizens. Put it this way, says William McGurn, if you're one of the haves, California, with its beautiful weather, healthy lifestyle, and great outdoors, has much to offer. But if you're middle class or aspiring to become middle class, California progressivism keeps you struggling. I think Woody Guthrie did a song about this about, I don't know, 80 years ago, was it?
California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Man, I read that this morning when William McGurn's column, and that's the line I thought of. I mean, it's so perfect. And that's what it's all about. That should have been the theme song for Elder's campaign. It ain't so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. And the do-re-mi is behind Gavin Newsom. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was curious. So Charlie Parker decided to get the National Guard there to deliver the bus, deliver the children with the buses.
Correct.
There's a hospital. Yeah, there's a hospital somewhere in the U.S. where they said they're not going to deliver babies anymore because either the people were fired or they quit.
I think they quit. That was in New York State, upstate New York. Yes.
Are they going to start getting the National Guard to deliver babies now too?
I think they're trained to drive motor vehicles. I don't think they're trained to deliver babies. That's a good point, Mike. I mean, this is crazy what's going on. I saw a story today, I think in San Diego, they surveyed the police force. And over half of the cops, they'll quit if they have to. They'll quit. And I was talking to a guy today who runs a company in a mid-Atlantic state. And so his boss, his over boss, his corporate boss in New York, they put out the memo, vax or axed. I mean, they're woke liberals. And the first line of the memo is, we as a company have decided to follow the direction of President Joe Biden. And so this guy looked at he looked at the people who are going to have to be fired because they haven't gotten shots. And you know that, disproportionately, do you think? Let me give you a multiple choice. Are they MAGA supporters? Are they truck drivers? Or are they black people? They are predominantly black people who are going to have to be let go under this diktat from the wokesters in corporate headquarters. How is this going to play out nationwide? I mean, nobody should be fired because they don't want to get they don't want to let the government make a personal health decision. But how is it going to work that black people are going to be disproportionately affected? It doesn't seem like it's a path to equity. And then Biden demands that the vaccine mandate. And then at the end of his speech on Thursday, he mentions equity and how this is disproportionately affecting communities of color. He ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of my favorite websites every morning to read is powerlineblog.com. And John Heinerecker is one of the proprietors, and he wrote a great column today, Stay Home Peons. And he talked about these liberals, or as he says, as he points out, they're mainly proto-fascists that are telling us how to live our lives. And he quoted this woman. I saw her last night on Tucker Carlson had her on Fox. I guess she said this on Thursday on CNN, but it took a while for us to get to it because who the hell watches Chris Cuomo, right? So, but it's just amazing. This woman, what she had to say, she wants to stop people who aren't vaccinated from traveling. And, Tucker Carlson pointed out, he looked her up. Liana Wen is her name. She was born in Shanghai, China. And she comes over here, presumably because her parents wanted her to grow up free. And now she wants to start telling people they can't travel. They can't go outside the house if they're not vaccinated. I mean, I hate to appear to be xenophobic or nativist, but I mean, you would think she would have a little more concern for the people who live in the country that she has chosen to become a citizen of. And if she doesn't like it, I assume she could go back to China, couldn't she? John, does this make me a deplorable to say those things?
I don't think so, Howie. This is really an amazing thing. And by the way, this woman is not a nobody. I mean, she's a medical analyst for CNN. She's a professor of health policy and management at George Washington University. She's a columnist in the Washington Post and the former president of Planned Parenthood. So this is a woman of some prominence. And what she says, this is a direct quote. She said on CNN, "You have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public. So those are your choices. Get vaccinated or lock yourself in your house."
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, said Wen, who was born in China. I'm sorry. Come on. You have to get vaccinated, she says. Does it ever occur to her that perhaps this isn't going to go over well with perhaps 80 to 100 million of her fellow citizens?
Yeah, this idea, it's a privilege to leave your house, according to this woman. I've never quite seen it that way. How about the privilege of not being subjected to unconstitutional executive orders? You know, how about that privilege? I mean, one of the things we've seen, though, Howie, and this is a point I really tried to make in my post, we've learned a lot about liberals in the last year and a half. I think one thing we've learned is that most of them, as I wrote, are proto-fascists.
Yeah.
I mean, they love bossing the rest of us around. And this idea that governors will issue orders that literally say, you may not leave your house without my permission, I mean, it's stunning.
Yeah, I think it's C.S. Lewis who says that, you know, of all the ways to push somebody around, if you could say you're doing it for their own good, that's the most delicious, you know, enjoyment of just bossing other people around. It's outrageous, you know. And I was looking for some quotes from H.L. Mink, and I think he said something about pests, but I can't seem to find that quote. But I found a quote from him that seems to fit. Puritanism is the haunting fear that somewhere may be happy. And, you know, there's an element of that in what she's saying, too. You know, I mean, people get on planes or they go outside to have a good time, to have dinner, to buy a bottle of booze, you know, just to watch birds.
These people are the ultimate killjoys. Look at what they're doing to college students. If you have a party on a college campus, you get expelled. You see pictures of these poor kids. I just feel so sorry for them. They're sitting in a dorm or they're in the library studying, and they've all got masks on. I mean, it's unbelievable. But, you know, one point that we should never leave this subject without making, Howie, when we talk about the Biden's vaccination mandate, which, of course, this woman thinks doesn't go far enough. I mean, about what Biden ordered is nothing compared to what this woman wants to do. But the rationale, and again, this Liana Wen, I mean, she spelled this out very clearly on CNN, the rationale, she says being not vaccinated is like being a drunk driver. And we have to make unvaccinated people stay in their houses because they are a threat to the vaccinated. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Howie. If the vaccines work, they're not a threat to the vaccinated. But of course, if the vaccines don't work, then the government has got no business trying to make us all get vaccinated.
Well, you know, Ed, your colleague Scott Johnson made the point. A lot of us have made the point. Even when the speech was going on, you could see it unfolding on Thursday. Biden says, if you get the vaccination, you have nothing to worry about. And then moments later, he says, we have to get the unvaccinated vaccinated to protect you who have gotten the vaccination. So which is it? It cannot be both. I know he doesn't know what the hell he's saying, but isn't there somebody there who can, someone who went to through the freshman year in college and could say, wait a second, this sentence contradicts the sentence that was two paragraphs up.
How it is a breathtaking contradiction. And what are have you seen any reporter say to Jen Psaki or Biden or somebody, wait a minute, time out, which is it? You're contradicting yourself here. I mean, is there a single reporter that has even asked them to clarify what they're, how that can possibly make sense?
Yeah, no one has. No, they haven't. And, the only questions Peter Ducey has asked, and he's got no answer, is, well, if this is such a terrible thing and the citizens all have to get vaccinated, why don't the illegal aliens coming across the border have to get vaccinated? Why don't the Afghans coming in with their quote unquote child brides, why don't they have to get vaccinated? And another thing, John, I've been raising this myself, and I guess it's an un-PC thing to say. How come you can lose your job if you don't get vaccinated, but you can't be thrown off welfare if you don't get vaccinated? I mean, shouldn't there be some kind of fairness under the 14th Amendment?
Yeah, that's a great point, Howie. I've not heard anybody make that one. But, you're absolutely right. I mean, the hypocrisy is so thick. It's unbelievable. I'm sure you saw the pictures from the Met Gala last night.
Right.
Of Ocasio-Cortez with her tax the rich dress that probably cost $10,000, attending a charity gala where it's $35,000 a ticket.
Right. And how about a Ground Zero where they got the before and after pictures when the TV cameras are on, they're all wearing their masks. Once the TV cameras are turned off, the live shot is completed. Pelosi, Biden, the new governor of New York, Schumer, they can't get the masks off quick enough.
All right. And like at the Met Gala, the staff, the paid help, they're all wearing masks. But the celebrities on the red carpet, oh, no masks for them. No mask for Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, it's the Pelosi fundraiser was the same way. Remember last month she was in the Napa Valley and all the grandees of the Democrat Party in California were maskless, and all the servants. Let's not be proletarian and say the help. Let's call them what they are. Let's call them the servants of the beautiful people. They're all wearing the big masks.
Right. I mean, Howie, at some point, does hypocrisy become just so blatantly obvious and so overwhelming that this whole thing starts to collapse?
Well, isn't that what the chants are all about? Bleep, bleep Joe Biden, bleep Joe Biden. I mean, isn't that what they're basically saying? Now I see that last night they were chanting at a bunch of them as they were crossing the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, you don't get much more hipster than the Brooklyn, right? And they're going into Manhattan. And by the way, it wasn't white supremacists either. It was a total cross-section of people. And they're all chanting the same thing. And they were chanting it at the Mets-Yankees game. And it's not just the Auburn and Alabama and UT football games anymore. It's spread to the blue states.
The chant is catching on, Howie, and you can see this really, really starting to look bad for Joe Biden and the Democrats. I certainly tend to disapprove of vulgar language, and particularly when it's directed at an individual. But I got to say, after all we've been through, Howie, if these college students, you know, tens of thousands at a football game want to chant, you know, F Joe Biden, have at it. I just, you know, I'm past the point where I could be critical of that.
I know. I read that. Well, you said that the other day, and I feel exactly the same way, John Heinerracker. I've had it with these people, you know, and they're all claiming that they have the right to scream whatever they want at Donald Trump or at us or anybody, but you know, we're supposed to be polite. We're supposed to observe the rules of polite discourse. I found another H.L. Mencken quote, which I think sums up everything, the situation we're in now. As democracy is perfected, the office of president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. You think?
Well, that was prescient.
You think we've reached that moment? I think with downright moron is a very accurate description of who's in the White House right now.
Sad but true. I mean, and he's getting worse too. I mean, Joe Biden was always dim-witted. You know, Slow Joe was his nickname for decades, and now he's obviously suffering from dementia. I just am not sure how long the guy can hang on.
Yeah, I know. Let me play a cut for you here. The one I've really been enjoying today, and I put it in my column for tomorrow. Listen to this one. This was Sacramento, cut 4.
Everyone in Northern California knows the time of the year when you can't go outside, when the air will be filled with smoke, and the sky will turn apocalyptic shade of orange,
John.
He couldn't quite read that off the teleprompter.
No.
You know, did you see the story, Howie? I've seen it a couple of times, and then yesterday it happened again. I think there have been something like 4 times when Joe Biden has been in front of a group of reporters or a crowd of some kind, and the White House has cut off his microphone.
Right.
I mean, he's starting to talk off the cuff. He's not going to read off the teleprompter, and the White House pulls the plug on him. I mean, that's pretty stunning.
Yeah, it is. It happened yesterday. He wanted to ask a question. He said, I think I'm going to ask a question. And that was the end of it. They cut him right off.
Right. His own staff, they think, uh-oh, God only knows what he's going to say. And then they cut him off. I mean, it's just, you cannot make this stuff up.
I know, you can't. I'm just looking at it for another one here that I wanted to play for. Okay, cut 11 from Sacramento for John here. Taylor,
we can't ignore the reality that these wildfires are being supercharged by climate change.
You probably didn't understand what he was talking about, John. So he expanded on it in Long Beach, what he was talking about. Cut 37.
You all see what's happening. Wildfires burning 2 million acres in California this year alone.
Wildfires.
No, he has a very hard time. By the way, wildfire acreage across the western United States burned annually is down about 80% for the 1920s and 30s.
Probably the only place it's probably way down below that in other states that properly manage the forests. But in California, they've gone in the other direction, even though Trump told them that, and everybody who's looked at it for more than 10 minutes told them that they should start cleaning up the deadwood, but they didn't do it. And now they've got this problem and they're blaming it on climate change.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the problems in California is that they keep listening to the environmentalists. And as a result, they have forest fires. As a result, they're short of water. And now they can't keep the lights on. You know, they're telling people, don't charge your electric vehicles. We don't have enough electricity. This is what comes of letting environmentalists run your policy.
I know. And yet they still want to go to all electric vehicles within 10, 15 years, something like that. And they're already telling people not to, when it's 2% of the vehicles are electric, they don't have enough power to do it. And their only plan is to shut down more fossil fuel electric power generators and all the nuclear power plants. It's amazing. Okay, thank you, John Heinerracker from Powerline Blog. We'll tweet out your column. We appreciate it. If no matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. One of the VIPs was asking me today, how do I not get totally angry when I'm trying to digest and collate all this news every day? One way I do it is I listen to Raycon when I'm not on the job, when I'm not reading and studying the news. I like to get music of my own or listen to podcasts of my own and not bother anybody else. And you can do it too if you just have your Raycons. Whatever kind of music you like, whatever kind of podcast you like, anything you want to do, you can listen to it with Raycon and not bother anybody else. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, whatever you want to listen to, whatever you're doing, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears and make you look like a lame-o. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Buy now. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
I found two more great H.L. Mencken quotes about the moment in which we live. The urge to save humanity is almost always only a false face for the urge to rule it. Paging Karen. The kind of man who wants the government to adopt and enforce his ideas is always the kind of man whose ideas are idiotic. Amen. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Just want to let you know I'm actually from away now in Maine. I'm from California.
Yeah.
And I want to let you know that I can see this not going anywhere, this election, because they're doing the same thing that they caught that teacher in Sacramento doing, which is terrorizing kids and terrorizing the people.
Right.
About how not to do this. But this has been going on since 1967.
1967.
Look up the third wave. It happened at Cumberly High School in Palo Alto, California.
Yeah, that's where Stanford University is. Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah. I got to hold you there, Jim. 844-500-40. But in 1967, you know, Republicans were still winning elections. They won a lot of elections. Ronald Reagan was reelected in 1970 as governor of California. There were a number of Republican governors after that. There were Republicans elected to the Senate. Pete Wilson, I think he was elected to the Senate and to the governorship. Let's see. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Howie. Yes,
hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, Biden here. They've been promoting nothing but fear. First, it's about the vaccine and the virus and 2 weeks that occurred for years. And now they're going to take people's livelihoods away from them if they don't agree to getting a jab. This is utterly uncalled for. This is unbelievable in the United States of America. I got family members that don't want the vaccine. They're going to leave their job if they're forced to get it. One is in the armed services. One's in the health care. I got other family members. They're afraid to send their kids to school. They don't want to put masks on them. This is what they're doing to the American people.
I know. And again, they're saying, we're doing it for your own good. always the sign of a tyrant. I'm Howie Carr.